Blog Talk Radio.
Computer buffering. What's going on, people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, on a beautiful, beautiful, nice and cool, for the lime and the coconut, twist it all up, on a beautiful April 28th, 2022 evening. Hope wherever you're at, you're in good spirits, good health, good shape. Hope you're feeling good. Hope life is good. Welcome to the Off-Ramp, a show for the people by the people that embodies the people. So where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics, see what's popping in these streets, you know, whatever's happening in the news politically, sports, love, romance, TV, movies, whatever you want to rap about. You can call in 929-477-3975, and we can just rap about it. You know, started the show because, you know, a lot of people have conversations on the internet. A lot of people, you know, like tweet, and I'm guilty of it too. You know, I was one of the first of my friends to have a sidekick. I got the sidekick off the back of a truck in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, in 2000 and maybe 2001, 2002. I forgot when it was exactly what it was. Shout out to my boy Avon out West Virginia, and so I was on the early texting game where everybody was hitting the numbers on the little Nokias. I had the first sidekick early. I was texting heavy. But that's the way society went. You know, everybody texts now. You know, it's rare that you get to talk. So we started the show so that, you know, you can call in and just for 2 hours a week, just talk. You know, see what's on your mind. See what you can laugh about, cry about, argue about, discuss things, different point of views, different topics. We use fake names, fake locations, so that everybody remains innocent and safe. I don't want anybody getting fired from their job. You can find me pretty easily, but, you know. Funny thing is, my boss used to come on the show, but now she can't because she's my boss now. But she wasn't my boss back when she used to join it. She always said that, like, look, secret safe with me. So, you know, I hope she doesn't listen anymore, but she cool as a fan. So if she still does listen on the law, I appreciate you. And I appreciate you not using this against me when it comes to work. But, yeah, man, if you want to call in right about the week's mathematics, man, call in 929-477-3975. You can hit us up on socials. We got a Facebook page. We got an Instagram page. I was rapping to my nephew, and he really enjoys the show. He wants to be interactive. He doesn't want to call in. He wants to text. So I think that I got to work with Blur, and I think that we might have to really get on this Twitch stream. Hold on, my son's still awake. Let me just introduce Blur. Blur, I'll let you talk for a minute so I can yell at my son. Blur, what's poppin', my dude? Welcome to the Off-Ramp.
Oh, man, thanks for having me on as always, man. Start a little nephew out, man. Leave him alone. Let him live. It's the end of the school year, man. You can't be yelling at folks for doing what they're supposed to do.
Nah, man, I mean, he's good, but he knows that Thursday night at 9 p.m., it's dad time. This is when we the fellas and the ladies get together and we rap and we have our jokes and we talk our trash. And he knows he's not allowed to be in the room. He knows it's bedtime for him. And but because the Sixers game is on, because the NFL draft is on, he wanted to cheat and stay up and look in the screen and stay up. You know, and then, you know, I also got to make sure he's doing the right thing. My son has gotten to the habit of, we live in a 100-year-old house in Blair, of course, you know. I guess not. You haven't been to the house. No, I guess you've been to the house when I got married. No, you never been to the house, did you?
Yeah, man, I've been to the crib.
Okay. So you know how old my house is. So I got one of those houses where, like, if you're taking a shower and you flush the toilet, the water goes to boiling. So, you know, he, just like most people, unlike you, I've taught him better. He doesn't go to the bathroom while he's in the shower. He goes to the bathroom in the toilet like a normal human being. But, like, he'll poop in the toilet and then take a shower. And then, like, he'll go to bed. And then, like, tomorrow morning, I get up to go pee in his toilet, and the poop's been sitting there all night, you know. So I got to remind him to flush the toilet when he gets out the shower. Did you go through this problem with your kid?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't say it's a kid thing. Maybe it's just a boy thing. Yeah, man, I don't know what it is. I'm pretty sure Mom Deuce might be able to tell you we probably went through when we were that age, too. Like, it's all... Yeah, man, you gotta remind them, keep reminding them, and stay on them too, because I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, it might be a guy thing. God rest his soul. My dad was the worst at it. My dad was so disrespectful. He'll come take a shit while you're in the shower. I'll be in the shower, and he's like, "What up, son?" And then he'll just like, I hear the toilet seat go down. I'm like, "Dad, yo, can you just give me a minute?" And he gave that Friday, boy. I've been smelling your shit since you was a baby. And then he'll proceed to talk to me while he's taking a shit while I'm in the shower.
Yeah, I'm not with that. Not with it. Can't. Nah, don't.
It's one of those things where I went through it as a kid, and I won't do it to my son. I won't do it. Like, I'm not passing that part of my childhood on. But
I almost got into a fight in undergrad at one of my track meets. It was my freshman year, and so, you know, everybody treated me like a rookie. But I was in the room because I was on the relay team with all seniors, and homie was running like his Epsom salt bath and everything. And he was running his bath, and he walked out the room for something. I was like, "Shit, he ain't in the tub yet. Let me go in there and take a piss." And so he come back in while I'm coming out the bathroom. He started spazzing. "Yo, I know you ain't just taking shit. You see me?" I'm like, "Yo, hold up. Pump your brakes, homeboy. You raising your voice, taking this upperclassman stuff way too serious. Now, I know you the captain and all that, but first of all, I ain't shitting in while you about to take a bathtub. I ain't disrespectful like that. Second of all, maintain low tone when you addressing me, because this could get ugly real quick."
Hold on, y'all shared a bathroom?
We was on the road. It was we was at a track meet.
A hotel.
So we was in a hotel room.
So he ran a bath?
Yeah. I mean, track meets be 3-4 days, man. You got to take that Epsom salt bath.
Yeah, is that a track thing? Because, yo, like, again, and I was on a college football team, so we traveled, stayed in hotels, and had roommates. But yo, you're not gonna take a bath. Yo. Like, you're not.
You gotta.
You're not,
I mean,
gonna take a bath.
I never did it personally, but I understood. Like, y'all ain't take. Well, I mean, I guess after a football game, you only got one game, and then you headed back home. I mean, we got three, four day weekends of running.
Yeah, I guess it just depends on where we traveled. I mean, we stayed overnight a bunch of places. When we played in San Francisco, we was there for like 4 or 5 days. But, like, you're not just going to take a bath, you know.
No, like, I mean, like, because after the game, though, you sore. But I guess if you're going to, like, stay overnight and then you head back home, like, you got to get right, like, it track means you got to get right back ready to go perform again the next day. You got to recover.
Y'all had
a couple
of
times
a
year.
They
in the hotel
y'all training room. So hold on. So hold on. I got all types of questions there. So okay, you might have done it. So you mean to tell me that some of your teammates like one of them would take a bath, drain it, and then the other person would take an Epsom salt bath right after
them. I personally have never seen that. I've never seen that. That's an interesting question. It probably does happen some places. I personally have never seen that, but I'm pretty sure it gets down. I mean, you got to clean the tub after you win it anyway, though. Like, if you just been sitting in the tub soaking the muscles and everything, you're gonna have to clean it.
Nah, yeah, you better go to the hot tub in the hotel and pour some salt in that. You're not taking it, you're not hogging the bathtub and taking a salt water bath. When, like, what if I have to take a shit in the next 20 minutes? Like, you're not just going to go sit in the tub for an hour, You track.
I mean, I guess ironically, it never happened. Like, if we traveled every week, we was going somewhere else, especially my first couple of years. We never had a home meet. We was always on the road. Ironically, I've never seen it happen. I guess you just figure it out. You go to somebody's room, take a shit or whatever.
Nah, see, that's against rules, too. If you're not my roommate, you can't take a shit in my toilet.
I mean,
you're not gonna come from another room. See, that's a time to fight. You're not going to come from another room say, what's up, and then sneak in my bathroom and shut the door and lock it and take a shit and think that when you unlock that door, a beatdown is not coming.
I mean, it ain't even a sneak. You walking over like, yo, DJ in there taking an Epsom salt bath, man. I got to use your bathroom.
Nah, yeah, you got to go down.
You just be in there on the game playing 2K or something. Like, nah, man, go ahead. Go do your thing. I mean, there's hotels.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they have regular bathrooms in the lobby, too. Go blow up that one if you got to blow it up, I guess.
See, that's acceptable. You're not coming in my room blowing up my toilet. That's for me and me only. But you also not taking it. You also not taking a bath in my tub. I don't want to put my body in there after you've been soaking it, your nuts in salt.
You know what's funny though, because you're talking like you're gonna take a bath in it anyway. I have, I think on the road everybody has shower shoes. Because sometimes you ain't know if you're gonna take a shower in the hotel, like if the facility we was at had showers there. Like if I had like an early race, sometimes I did. You know, I'm showering. I'm just in the stands in street clothes just so coach don't get any ideas to put me in another race.
Oh, no. See, I guess that's the difference between football because, and I tell people, like, it's weird for people to hear, but the quickest way to get over, you know what I mean? Because, yeah, and, you know, I'm not speaking for you, but, you know, growing up, we had, didn't I tell you to go to bed, boy? Okay. That's because you ain't washing good enough. But so growing up, like, there was gay people around, but, like, we didn't associate with them. And it wasn't just because that they weren't gay. They just wasn't in our social circle. So when I got to college, you know, and, like, even after our high school football games, it wasn't like we shower, hey, New York, what up, man? Welcome to the offering, bro. you just jumped in on a weird topic, but we here now. So, you know, with high school, it's not like we shower after football games. Like, we got back to the locker room, changed, went home, and went about our business. College was the first place where it was like when you went to camp and you woke up at, 6 in the morning, you got the facility, and you were at the facility till 10 o'clock at night, and you had two practices a day, like, showering with 100 men at once will get you over the whole gay thing pretty quickly. So I'm not comfortable with you soaking in a tub, but I never – like, anytime we wanted to go play a game, you would just shower afterwards. There was no, I'll shower when I get home, unless you didn't have any, like, action waiting for you. Like, you know what I mean? Because most of us, and before my wife walks in, like, most of us had action in the parking lot, to be truthful. So after the game, you have to get, you walk out the stadium, you say hi, you had your little girls who, take your equipment for you and all that other stuff. But then you had to shower because, there was action in the parking lot. Like, they had been out there drinking all day. You trying to see what's popping. You can't be out there funky.
You know what? So when... y'all set that up after the game. See, that's the difference, I think, between football games and, again, track meets. And you see this now with Nephew, man. Track meets is like social events in themselves because you're there all day. And you're just there rapping and spitting game and taking and shooting your shots. So I didn't go far. I remember time at Texas. Man, Texas Relays, Baylor University. Yeah, we turned that thing up. I went at Baylor University, but we found our way over there.
But y'all didn't shower after y'all meet?
Yeah, that was the thing. So, like, especially – so you spit in games. So, like, it wasn't like you ain't have to wait till afterward to hurry up and shower. So we went back to the hotel. Everybody showered, got ready. And it's like, yo, somebody called a cab. We out.
Man, that's got to be tough on the females, man. Did the females don't be showering after the track meets?
Yeah, you know – You know what is funny? Like, I remember a fight broke out, it almost broke out. I was actually holding a girl back on the bus ride back to the school. So we stayed overnight after the meet, and two chicks got to arguing. One was like, yo, she was saying something about the girl was funky or something. And she was like, I know you ain't talking. I had to wake you up just to shower. You sitting there sleeping all sweaty on the bed. I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, man, that's rough.
They started hopping over seats and everything. I was like, oh, this is ghetto. I love it, but this is ghetto.
You said you love it. Yeah,
took me back, man. Crazy. I ain't seen somebody hop over a bus seat for a fight in a long time.
We never gotten fights on our buses. See, we always had, I mean, that's the thing about football. So many of us that we had like three buses. So we separated by like offense, defense, and like bench warmers. So we usually had,
depending on, and that's the thing, like, well, I guess not everybody on the football team travels, but you had, like, the travel team was different. Like, if you weren't running, like, because, you know, and especially in the college level, you only put your top three in each event.
Okay.
So sometimes, like me, I was top three in four events, so I'm picking up four spots.
Damn.
So if you ain't top three, coach ain't paying for you. He ain't paying for you to go. That's an extra room, which is why I said it before. Like, I mean, that per diem used to be a little bit heavier when you perform right. Hey, if fewer people got to travel, that means more money between the rest of us.
Ah, y'all, I hear still in the church's money. Oh, I love that per diem,
That was our money. That was our money, man.
Hey, man, I was with you, y'all. I was so boosted when I found out it was the first time I've ever stayed at an Embassy Suites. And they had, like, the free breakfast, and, like, we had – and, like, they provided food for us. It's one of those things where if they provided food for you, your per diem was shorter. And if they didn't provide the food, you'd get more money. So one time our coach was like, yo, we're staying at the Embassy Suites. They have – this is the first time I've ever seen this in a hotel. Again, this is – you know, in high school, you know, I used to buy little Motel 6s for me and my girlfriend. It was like $17 because they knew I wasn't staying all night. But I hadn't stayed in like a real, real hotel that wasn't with my parents. So I didn't really know the hotel culture. So when we stayed at the Embassy Suites and they had a lady making omelets, like just for free, like it was like breakfast was just included – and I got more per diem money. Yeah, I think I had one of the worst games of my life because I just, like, kept making waffles on the little waffle iron and I kept having her make me omelet show just because it was free. I was total glutton.
You ain't lying, man. When they had the free breakfast, yo, the whole squad be walking out. We were taking food on the road with us. Like, nah, this coming with us to the meat. We ain't just eating it here. This is coming with us, so we ain't got to spend no money. We ain't got to spend no money on lunch. Nah, these muffins, these waffles, these are whole. These are work. We'll find a microwave. We'll heat this right up for lunch.
Oh, when you're right, yo, when they used to have, like, just a little muffin section and they'd be already pre-wrapped, that was going all in the book bag. So that was going in the book bag. And I didn't even eat muffins, yo. Well, I eat muffins then, but I didn't eat muffins back then. But it was a chocolate chip muffin. I used to leave all that Blueberry. Yeah, we talking about dumb shit. We gotta get to the topics. But yeah, traveling in college is fun, man. Traveling, I got jumped, man. They got it. I got it on film. My boys jumped me on film video. It was rough. Like, how you get jumped by your friends, yo? But
I almost ain't one of the, I'm glad. Like, sometimes I feel like I'm blessed. Like, another, I guess going to school in Louisiana, we spent a lot of time in Texas. Another time in Texas, and this is when, like, people had video cameras, man. So, like, we was just going on different campuses, just, like, recording stuff. We at Baylor University. Like, this one, Baylor was sending, like, people to the Olympics every year, or not every year, every 4 years. Like, you know, number one in the country in track and field. So we chopping it up with their track team, talking about how, like, yeah, we bust LSU ass. They're like, y'all, they don't believe us. Like, all right, let's line it up. So we taking shots, body shots off white girls and everything. And my homeboy Chris, who went to Baylor, I guess he got tired of, like, showing us around, so he just took us to these girl crib and left. And so we just there, a bunch of black dudes, in this white girl's house. And she's like, all right, I'm about to take it down. I'm like, all right, cool. Everybody looking like, how are we getting out of here? I'm like, all right, I guess we're about to steal her car, ain't we?
Oh, no. did y'all take
her roommate? Her roommate called us. Her roommate came out, because it wasn't her car. It was her roommate car. Her roommate came out. It was, like, grabbing her keys. And she's like, yo, where my car keys at? And my homie dropped the keys on, like, the edge of the couch. He was like, yo, I think they over here. She was like, oh, that's weird. How my car keys get off my keychain?
Oh, no.
Next thing you know.
Terrible.
Next thing you know, we, somebody got a scooter, and we running down the highway in Texas, in Waco, Texas. Somebody has a camcorder. Somebody has a DVD player, and somebody has a scooter. I'm like, and it wasn't until we was running, like, the middle of running down the highway, like, yo, we are asking for these cops to kill us.
Yeah.
Like, they probably don't feed us a lot in Waco, Texas.
Yo, so, like, what would you do if you caught your son doing stuff like that? I always ask that for all of us who, you know, had a fun college time. Like, and the things that happen, you know, cause there's a lot of things that, you know, happen with me in college and all that stuff. But what would you do if you found your son doing some of the things you were doing?
See, I'm very aware of, like, stuff I did and got away with. And I'm also aware, like, I felt like I was lucky. I just tell him, like, yo, you're not that lucky. You got to be smart. You got to be smart. You got to be smarter than I was. Cause I take some dumb chances and live to tell about it. Some people took some dumb chances and ain't live to talk about it. So don't press your luck.
New York, when you decide to have kids, if you're half of the dumb shit you did, how are you going to react?
I guess I'm going to be a proud father at that moment. You got to have fun.
You're going to be a proud father.
You got to have to learn it. Yeah, proud father. You got to learn how to have fun, man. Yeah, you gotta make your own mistakes. You gonna learn from it.
Man, I guess I'm the only one. Like, I would wring Julia, my son's neck, you know, because I would think that I would raise him better than my parents raised me, and some of the chances and the dumb things that I did, he would understand that he doesn't have to do, because it doesn't do anything. Like, it's not for anything. But I guess you're right. Like, boys are going to be boys. And even girls are going to be girls. Like, everybody's got to have their own experiences. Because you look at those times fondly and you laugh about them. And you, you know, you say, oh, that was a close call. And it builds memories. But every time I look back, I'm like, yo, it was funny. It was crazy. But it was stupid. Like, I could have did something else. But, you know, what you going to do? All right.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I feel like you can't like, just be too hard on them, because you got to remember, like, hey, you did dumb stuff too. Everybody's going to do something dumb. Just got to hopefully they do their dumb stuff a little bit better, a little bit smarter. But there was no need for us to do some of the dumb stuff we did. Like, we didn't need to do it.
But I hope the dumb stuff progresses. My mom had a child at 17. That was dumb. Now, thankfully, I came out healthy. I'm happy that my mom had me. But having a child that young, in my opinion, I don't want to offend nobody, is dumb just because you got so much to do unless you're already, like, one of those people who, you know, you already know what you want to do in life and you don't feel like you have to experience anything. I think having a kid that young as a teenager is just stupid. So that was the dumb thing my mom did. I learned from that. I knew early I wasn't going to have a kid young because I saw what my mom was going through with me, though I don't remember the early years when she was really, really young. I was like, yo, I need to make sure I don't have a kid young. Whatever that entails, I just can't have a kid young. I can't do that stupid. My mom did it. I can't do it. Now, the dumb stuff I did, I hope my son doesn't do because I'm explaining to him what happened, and I hope the dumb stuff he did is at least at a higher level. Like, don't we have to start graduating our kids to a higher level of dumbness? Ain't that what evolution is about?
Well, yeah, I mean, depending on what you consider a higher level, like, I mean, maybe, like, I was trying to steal a car. Maybe my son ain't going to try and steal a car. Maybe he try to run off on an Uber driver or something. Like,
yeah,
same dumb stuff, just a different way.
Yeah, like, you shouldn't do anything dumb that could change your life. Like, my mom having a kid changed her life. Some of the dumb stuff I did, if I got caught, would have changed my life. I do less things to change your life. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's probably just wishful thinking. All right, let's get into these topics, man. We're 30 minutes in. Let's see what we got, what we got. All right, just for some reason I had Harry Potter. Oh, my God. Cold hands. Cold dead hands. DJC Siren just walked in, though. For some reason I had Harry Potter on my list from last week. Does anybody know what that was for?
Johnny Depp,
I had
maybe?
Harry. It was Johnny Depp and Harry Potter? No, I got Johnny Depp on the list, but I got Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And I looked at it, and I don't know why. I've only seen one of them. Did one of them little kids die?
Oh,
they're not. Yeah. Are they adults now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen only, what, one Harry Potter, or I've seen two?
You've seen one.
I've seen one and a half. I like the little football game they played in the air. That was cool. That's about all that was memorable for me. There you go. All right, so I can erase this off the list. All right, so Mike Tyson punched somebody in the face on an airplane. Man, what a story. Like, who would have thought? We all, LL Cool J had the song, I Think I Could Beat Mike Tyson. And then Mike Tyson on a JetBlue plane. And, of course, it had to be JetBlue because that's where the drunks fly. A customer, I don't think we actually know what happened. Mike says the guy, he was trying to be nice to the guy, but then he kept bothering him, so we socked him. And the fact that we know enough
of what happened.
Did something more come out? Because I couldn't find a quote of what set Mike off from what the guy said.
I mean, we don't even know exactly what he said. We've seen him, like, rapping and, like, standing up. Like, somebody just rapping at the back of your head. That's enough to sock him right there. Like, I don't even need to hear what you're rapping. Like, yo, sit down, stop rapping to the back of my head.
Bro, I am so surprised that it's coming from you. You just told us a couple months ago that you would shoot a kid or shoot a parent for if a kid broke something on your car. It wasn't that big of a deal. And now somebody rapping in the back of your ear, not even touching his work, getting beat up over?
Well, they definitely was too close. But you turn around like, yo, if he ain't stopped, like, yo, you got to chill out. My homie, you got to chill out. You're doing too much right now. You got to chill. I know you ain't excited to see me. I shook your hand, said what's up. Sit down. If they keep going, yeah. you think that's caused? Yo, if they keep bothering you, like you try to sit there and fly in peace or do anything in peace. If they keep in your ear, like that's harassment. He was harassing Mike Tyson.
But when we talked about those kids in the car, you didn't think it was worth the dude to even go holler at the kids. You thought that was overstepping the boundaries.
I definitely didn't think that. I said don't put your hands on those kids. Don't put your hands on those kids. Call the cops. Hold, like, yo, you dropped your phone. Like, yo, you want your phone back? You washing this right now? Or we can just call the police. That's what I said. Like, nah, you don't just let it slide. Don't put your hands on nobody else's kid.
No, we got to revisit the conversation because you said if you saw another grown man talking to some kid and you got out the car like, what's going on? You shouldn't be talking.
Wasn't just talking. I was talking about when he smashed the egg on the homie head. You're not just gonna be smacking no egg on my son's head. Nah, that ain't happening. And you definitely ain't gonna be holding their phone hostage.
Even though the kid broke his messed with his car.
Don't put your hands on him. That's not your kid.
But you're okay with Mike putting his hand on somebody who's just talking? That don't make any sense.
Who's harassing? Whoa. See, there's a big difference between just talking and harassing. Big difference between just talking and harassing. And don't put your hand on no kids. We're two grown men. We are two grown men. We can handle this like two grown men.
So the only difference is the age. That's the only thing you see difference here. Because these kids vandalized that man's car. And he went and taught them a lesson. This man didn't even touch Mike. And then Mike beat him up.
First off, he was spitting all on the back of Mike's head. Let's be serious. But...
Oh,
yeah, I mean, you could call it age or whatever. I think a lot of things change with age, but you know when one's an adult and one's a kid, so you treat an adult like an adult, you treat a kid like a kid.
So the only thing you find difference in this, the only thing you see difference, so if the kids who vandalized the car were 18, you'd have been fine with that grown man pushing the egg, dumping the egg on the head?
No, I still consider 18 kids, just like I consider if the man was 30, but he was emotionally underdeveloped, he had the mind of a kid, I would treat him like a kid. It's not just age, but yeah, I mean, if you're a kid, be treated like a kid.
So what if this kid who's emotionally messed up was, what if this dude who was rapping in Mike's ear was emotionally like a kid? Would it have been okay for Mike to sock him?
No, you gotta treat him like a kid. You gotta treat him like a kid. But this wasn't nobody emotionally messed up. This was a grown man who chose to harass Mike Tyson.
I mean, look, I'm good with Mike socking the dude, but I'm also good with the kids getting egg smashed on their face. I'm consistent. Yeah, I'm just looking at your inconsistency, and I see it's just because it's just an age difference that's for you.
I feel like that can't be no more consistent than that. Treat a kid like a kid, treat an adult like an adult. Or better yet, be the adult.
One's a kid a kid and one's an adult an adult? Like the day he turned 18, is he an adult?
Not to me. I still consider an 18-year-old kid. I mean, legally they're adults.
So
I consider them kids.
That's what I said. It's inconsistent. When's a kid become an adult?
I don't know if it's an age thing, but
well, then a stranger won't know.
I think if you're a teenager, you're a kid. I would consider a teenager
a
kid. Any teenager.
How can I punch a person in their face if I don't know if they're a kid or an adult? If I don't know nothing about them,
you know what a kid looks like.
Smack the shit out of you. You gonna let somebody smack the shit out of
you?
You
know what a kid looks like.
And if they say I'm a kid, you just gonna be okay. And they look like they look like Greg Oden.
But I ain't gonna let nobody slap the shit out of me. But if it's a kid, I'm not gonna put him in a coma. I'm gonna handle it like he's a kid.
I don't believe you, but I think you're being wildly inconsistent. New York, do you see what I'm saying with Blur? Does he seem like he's being inconsistent? Let's go, Phillies!
It's not inconsistency. I can't lie. It's inconsistency.
Thanks. Oh, we traded our pick? I'm sorry. The draft is on. The Eagles finally eliminated Toronto. Who did we trade? Damn, also when we get that one.
While you looking at that, let me be even more clear. I don't think I was any more consistent because I said even then we're talking about the kids. When an adult walks in the room, when an adult walks up, like, yo, leave these kids alone. Me and you two adults, we going to handle this. Adults handle things like adults. When you're addressing an adult, you can handle it like an adult. When you're addressing it with a kid, you handle it like you're addressing a kid. I think that's the same consistent. Mike addressed this like he was dealing with an adult.
You can't even tell me when a kid is a kid and an adult is an adult.
Like I said, I mean, I think, and again, because I don't think it's just an age thing, but if it was a basic age thing, say you turn this age, you're an adult, I would say 20, 21-ish. I think if you're 19, you're still a kid. If you're 18, you're still a kid to me. I would be hard-pressed to consider a 20-year-old a kid. So I would say maybe 20.
Yeah, how you?
But I don't think it's just an age thing. But, yeah, I would say probably 20.
Look, treat everybody the same. Little kid, you put your hand on me, I'll smack the shit out you, little kid. Grown man, you put your head on me, I'll smack the shit out you too, grown man. I keep everything consistent.
Nah, that don't sound consistent to me, but I get it.
So Mike Tyson, man. So dude was rabbing in the back of his ear. Mike told him chill out. Mike turned around and gave him a two-piece and a biscuit. So was this during mid-flight? Like, did Mike beat this dude up while the plane was in the air? Did we ever find that out? Because it's got to suck to get beat up by somebody when you're 20,000 feet in the air. Because it's not like you can even go home. Like, you can't walk away and be like, yo, I took this L today. Let me lick my wounds. Let me go to sleep and reset. Because if you've ever lost a fight, and I have, the best thing to do is just go home, go to sleep, and start the next day. When you're 20,000 feet and, like, you got an assigned seat and the person in front of you beats you up, like, at this point, when the stewardess brings you your crackers, like, you just got to give them up, right? Like, when the stewardess asks if you want the little cookies and the person who just beat you up turns around and looks at you, you just got to give up your cookies. It's jailhouse rules at that point, right?
See, I don't think it matters, though, if you're in mid-flight or if you're about to take off. Cause I think about to take off might be even worse because you still got to sit through the whole flight. You ain't even in the area. It's not even half over. And you can't leave. You're about to fly somewhere. You just can't get up and walk away.
But
you might be able to get a new seat, though. I will say that. After all that, you probably shouldn't have to sit next to the person who just lumped you up. One of y'all should be able to move seats.
I was on a flight where some Russian lady tried to bring in some illegal dogs and cats. And before we took off, they made that plane sit on that runway for 3 hours until they kicked her off the plane. Shout out to American. They gave me a first-class seat because I was nice to that dirty old woman with the dogs and the cats. But if you get beat up before the flight takes off, you could tell the attendant, yo, I gotta get off. And they got to open up the doors and let you off. But if you're in the midair, you can't tell the pilot to land. Matter of fact, the pilot should land and put you on a bus to wherever you need to go. Because you should he didn't beat up at 20,000 feet in the air. Did we know if Mike beat him up midair, or was this before the flight took off? Because they should have kicked Mike off the plane, right? You can't just go around beating people up on planes. I thought planes were sacred places. No? Nothing? Blur, you got
I think first class is a sacred place. I mean, you pay for a comfortability, space, and a peace of mind. You know what I mean? Somebody egging you on, person egging you on, you know what I mean? You got to get out of here.
Yeah, I think everybody could see that this was dude was probably a drunk, not a drunk, but probably a little drunk, and was being extra. Like, I think anybody who saw him was like, yo, he doing too much. I don't think – I could see if it was like, all right, general consensus is like, Mike, you overreacted. But I think you could look, though, like everybody around was like, yeah, dude was doing too much. He was probably asking for this.
Yeah. So all of us support Mike Tyson and beating up somebody that's annoying him?
Yeah.
Hey, DJ C-Star, welcome to the off-ramp. Just walked in from work.
Yeah.
Got change, eating a weird bowl of green stuff from Chipotle. But she brought wine, so she is appreciated. So you cool with Mike Tyson beating up the dude on the airplane?
Yep.
Why? You didn't touch him. I thought we don't fight anybody unless you don't put your hands on somebody unless they put their hands on you.
If you think you want to frustrate and irritate and harass someone who knocks people, who has knocked people out for a living, and think you're going to go get out, you know, scot-free, you are wrong. You have to have better sense, and you deserve to get punched.
I would love to talk to Mike Tyson because this is one of two situations for me. Either Mike didn't, like Mike beat him up, but he beat him up like to show him mercy, or a regular person fighting Mike Tyson, it wasn't that big of a deal. Like the dude fared pretty well. And I think I might be all right against Mike Tyson now.
Mike Tyson at how old?
I mean, I'm 40.
I'm saying.
Mike Tyson just fought one of them dudes. Who did he just fight? Van Holyfield? Yeah, I think he just fought a Van Holyfield or somebody. Not too long ago.
I don't know. I just think, maybe you fare fine. At this age, we got Jordan Davis.
Yeah.
Okay. But not 10 years ago, Mike Tyson. Not 15 years ago, Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
And maybe he did. Maybe he didn't want, you know.
Well, Mike's tiny, yo. I thought I could body Mike up.
Okay.
All
right. Well.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Yo, did you hear that? Okay. Your wife ain't got no belief in you on that one. Rightfully so.
Look, my wife doesn't love me. She married me just, you know, she just settled. You know, it was just one of those things where we was getting older. We both wanted a kid. So we decided to get together.
What? Why?
She has no faith in me in anything.
I mean, she knows when to bet on you and when not to, it sounds like.
Well, see, she didn't see me in my prime. If she saw me in my prime, she would know how great of an athlete I was. But she, you know, she didn't see me until I was 30. So,
you know who she did see in their prime? She saw Mike Tyson in his prime.
Yeah, I can beat Mike Tyson. Like, when I was 23 years old, like, in a boxing match, no. But I could have took a Mike Tyson punch, maybe not clean. Like, if I just stood there and let Mike Tyson punch me, yeah, I'd go to sleep. But, like, if me and Mike are tussling, like, Mike is, like, 5'6". Like, I was 6'2", 330 pounds. I was benching damn near 600 pounds. I would scoop Mike and break his neck in my prime.
Like,
see,
let's
not bullshit. Huh?
MMA fighting, you could be Mike
Tyson. I'm just talking about fight. A boxing match? No, you wanted to.
This is the only reason why I don't support your claim is because there's always stipulations. The stipulations, there's always caveats.
Again, my claim to fame. I had one dude who was brave enough to call me a nigga twice. This white dude called me a nigga. I said, "Yo, I don't play that. I don't know who your friends are. Don't say it to me." He said, "Yo, you know, you my nigga." And I punched him in his kidney, and he shitted on himself. And everyone said, "Oh, my God, leave Gutting the fuck alone." And dude collapsed, and they called the police said, "Hey, is that the guy we got to kick out?" And I was like, "Yup." He was like, "Yo, there's shit all down his leg." And they just dragged him. Shout out to Baltimore cops. They just dragged him around the corner to the garage and left him by the garage. Mike ain't doing that, yo. Mike ain't never making shit, make nobody shit on himself in the ring.
Well, I mean, that's because usually it's trained boxers in the ring, not drunk white guys. But that being said,
this was a drunk white
you
guy
act like
playing.
Mike wasn't fighting, like he wasn't a fighter, Like he was, before he was a boxer, he was a fighter. And I'm pretty sure he know how to scrap, not just legal regulation boxing.
Towson, shout out to TU. When who was my man from Miami that was going around street fighting? Not Bo King.
Kimbo Slice.
Rest his soul. Who's dead?
Yeah,
street
Kimbo
fighter.
Slice.
Kimbo Slice. Yeah. New York. Ask M extra money. We thought about when we were in Miami trying to find Kimbo Slice so I could have a tussle with him.
Oh, man. And if I would have seen that on a YouTube that I grew up now, oh, man, that would have been a crazy fight. I ain't going to hold you. That would have been a crazy fight.
Yeah, I feel like in my early 20s, I could have been a problem to reckon with. Now, again, this ain't no boxing match because I'm not going to win a boxing match. I don't know how to box. I know how to fight, and I was strong as shit. None of y'all believe me. So. Blur, you should be agreeing with me. You've known me all my life. I was benching 400 in high school.
I've seen Mike Tyson hit people, man. I think you were really underestimating Mike Tyson's punching power.
Yeah,
and Kimbo Slice, I mean, I've seen plenty of people get in the ring with Kimbo Slice. I've seen plenty of people take Kimbo Slice out. I didn't really see nobody whip Mike Tyson in his prime.
Oh, yeah. Mike
not a trained professional. Not a trained professional in his prime?
Yeah, Evander Holyfield beat the shit out of Mike.
I don't think he beat the shit out of him. And two, again, another trained professional. Someone who dedicated their life to the sport.
What do you mean he didn't beat the shit out of him? Mike got so frustrated, he bit his fucking ear off.
Frustrated with getting headbutted, not frustrated for getting beat up.
I think it was getting beat up. The headbutt was the excuse, but the problem was Mike getting punched in the face. Now, Mike lost some time of his career because of prison, but, I mean, so did Muhammad Ali. But, you know, these things affect people differently. Look, I love Mike Tyson. I just feel like in my 20s, yo. Early 20s. 20 to about 23. I feel like I could have tussled with anybody, yo. It could be dead wrong. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Could be dead wrong. All right, so everybody cool with Mike Tyson. All right, so what we got? Elon Musk buys Twitter. DJ C. Sire. Does it affect you? Are you interested in it? Does it mean anything to you?
If I have to start listening, if we're going to start showcasing, what do they call? What is it? TFG?
TFG. Trump?
Mm-hmm. If we had to do that, any more than no, I probably use it less than what I do, which I don't use it a lot. I don't know. I don't like it. I feel like it's a setup.
Why? Because Elon Musk is a Republican?
Yes. And what, I mean, and you know, it's this whole, I don't like the way they're censoring people. Oh, hell, who are they censoring? You know what I'm saying? Here we go.
Okay.
So I'll see how it goes. But then I heard that it wasn't going to happen. Was that fake news?
I didn't read anything in the last 2 days. My notes just basically say that Elon Musk wants to, you know, allow people who've been banned from Twitter, Ice Cube, Donald Trump, to be able to come back because he wants free speech, but he also wants which I think is important. Like the Donald Trump wasn't the problem. It's the millions and millions of bots that are acting like they support Donald Trump's message that shows the power behind the message. Now, I mean, Donald Trump is still extremely popular. And his words and his following is definitely something that America had to get used to or just, you know, surprisingly followed. But I think everybody is pretty happy if he gets rid of the bots. I know for people who are buying like sneakers and tickets and all that stuff, they're getting rid of the bots. I don't know if that's the same thing, but you know, I mean, I don't use Twitter that much. I didn't think people really was on Twitter like that. Blur, what you got on Elon Musk buying Twitter?
I mean, for a big portion of it, it didn't mean anything to me. I for one, my Twitter account was actually suspended, and I didn't know. And I have two Twitter accounts. So I'm not really on Twitter
wow.
like that. It's not even the largest social media platform anymore. It's like fourth or fifth. So, but him buying it ain't really make that big of a deal to me. But, and I'm not even going to front. I don't remember the Sean White or whatever to do the black rights activist dude. He pointed out, you know, Elon Musk, you know, he's got his thing about free speech. He wants to open it up to have actual real free speech, which I don't believe that. Getting rid of the bots is going to be cool, but again, that never really affected me on Twitter to begin with. Even when I read comments, like I don't pay attention to them, it doesn't really affect me. So getting rid of the bots off of Twitter, cool. But I don't really see how he's going to change it other than just stop banning people. Essentially bringing back Donald Trump and other people who tweet like Donald Trump, which is what the activist dude was talking about. Like, yo, his version of free speech is just letting white supremacists attack people. Because that's the only thing he's talking about undoing, really. Aside from getting rid of the bots, which, yeah, whatever. But letting white supremacists attack people, that's his version of free speech, which when he said it, I didn't really think about it. Like, oh, yeah, I guess that is. Essentially, I could see how someone could draw that conclusion. Like, that's the only thing where he's like, oh, this isn't free speech because of this. All right, I could see how someone could draw that conclusion from it. But it don't really affect me. I can't tweet. I can't comment on tweets. I can only, like, read tweets or whatever. I don't even know why I'm suspended. No reason. I tried to get it unsuspended once. I ain't heard back from Twitter, and I ain't really cared to even investigate it any further.
Man, you got too much porn on your feed. New York. You care about Elon Muskie? Musty? You're musty?
You musty.
You're not musky?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I don't know. Are you musky? Let's go.
Be musky. Hold
that's
on. Not what we say.
You can be musky?
Like musk, a musk scent, but it's musty.
New York, I'm going to let you comment, but Blair, real quick, is it musty or musky?
Musty with a T.
All right, New York, is it musty or musky? And then give me a thought about Elon Musk buying Twitter.
Look, it could be either one of them. I have no idea. I have no idea. But other than that, yeah, I mean, it don't matter to me. it don't matter to me. I just don't understand why he bought it in the first place. He woke up one day and said, hey, you want Twitter? Like, I don't know. I don't even use Twitter that much. I just be looking at other people's posts. I think it's funny to me. A lot of people argue on there, giving opinionated views that contradicts themselves all the time. I think it's funny. I think it's entertainment. I hope you don't change it from how it is right now because it's working. It's working. But, yeah, I really don't care about him buying it, to be honest. I don't even know what purpose it serves. You can get rid of the bots, but I think bots are just going to become more effective and come back still. The freedom of speech, that freedom of speech stuff, what is the definition of freedom of speech? Because this is going to bring back all the other stuff, the nasty stuff that was on Twitter. Hey, I mean, if that floats your boat.
So, as an adjective, the difference between musky and musty is that musky is having a scent of musk, while musty is having a stale odor. So it's exactly what DJ C. Siren said. What smells like musk?
Musk is
yeah, that's
like going to
be my question.
Would you say New York?
No, yeah, that was going to be my question. What does musk smell like?
I just imagine it's a deer.
Yeah, it's like a pheromone thing. So it's kind of an earthy, woodsy.
Like, it smells like nut.
They usually have men colognes or a musk. So it's kind of like a, you know, it doesn't smell like that.
I ain't never seen a male cologne
musk?
Called musk.
Yes, you have not. There's plenty.
Blur, you wear a lot of colognes. Have you saw a musk cologne? Blur, you guys on mute?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, man, I've had to come answer a question real quick. Y'all started talking about musty versus musky, man. I was like, I mean, one smell bad, one smell like woods.
Oh, so you know, so musky smells like wood?
I don't think woods with an S. Like woods, woods with an S, like forest.
So there's cologne called musky?
No, musk. Not musky.
Now I need to go buy it.
I mean, there's tons of them.
There's different
a
musk?
A lot of men's cologne are advertised as a musk.
Really? Yes. Is cool water a musk?
No, it has it's more of a...
oil de toilet? The oil of the toilet.
Why do you say like you can't read?
Ain't that how the French people say that?
Oil of the toilet.
So that was, so basically all the colognes that you would buy at K&G.
That is correct.
I love
K&G.
Shout out to K&G.
That is correct.
I would love to be a fat dude sponsor for K&G. So all the K&G colognes are musk. I'm going to have to go buy one next time I'm in there. Let me get $20 and buy me some musk. Some musky. All right. So, I mean, I'm kind of in the same boat as y'all. Like, I used to use Twitter all the time. You know what? Man, I guess it's been, what, like 6 years or so? How long has Twitter been around? It's interesting, Blur, that you said that Twitter was like, the fifth or sixth, or did you say fourth biggest social media platform? Because now I'm wondering what's number one. I guess it would be TikTok or Facebook.
TikTok. No, TikTok.
So what is it, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram? Is those the three?
Yeah, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's four, and it all comes down to if you consider YouTube social media or not. That's why it's still
But, you know, Twitter has become, like, I like Twitter because it, that you can set your timeline on what you're interested in, see news. But once they started adding people to your timeline that you didn't even request, I became disinterested because it became a bunch of bullshit that I didn't want to see. Yeah, I give you all a perfect example. Shout out to Brother Fad Dude. Brother Fad Dude set up Twitter for the Off-Ramp Show. Follow the Off-Ramp Show. All y'all follow the Off-Ramp Show on Twitter. So I'm like, all right, cool. You know, I'll follow other podcasts. You know, and that'll, and pretty much I'll just follow the people who follow the show. Because it's basically just a commercial of when the show airs and all that stuff. I got so frustrated trying to do that because, like, the timeline on the Off-Ramp Show Twitter is full. And I'm like, yo, it doesn't even follow anybody. The only person it follows is one of our brothers, shout out to Minivan, and a lot of that timeline is his because he just be retweeting all over the fucking place. But I'm okay with that, but it just puts stuff on your timeline that you didn't even ask, and it's so frustrating. So I don't know. Can we start a social media platform that you can control your own timeline? Because you can't control Twitter.
I mean, you can to an extent. I mean, I've heard people say all the time that it started showing me things I didn't want to see. And I don't know if I've had that. I know I saw advertisements, but usually I just saw if people I follow retweeted something, then I would see that, which I still think is like I'm seeing – the people, because the people I follow, so I'm seeing what they are tweeting or retweeting. I've never in my experience, I never had them just start showing me people I wasn't following.
Yo, I'm telling you, it is now. So I'm on the off-ramp podcast. I'm on the off-ramp Twitter site now. I'm following 17 people. One is V-Dot. I did that by accident because I thought that was my personal one. Followed New York, New York. You Blur. It's basically everybody who joins the show. So let's go to the Twitter timeline. The Twitter timeline. First thing is Minivan retweeted. All right, I guess y'all got a soul. DC, cool. Next one is Campbell's Chunky. Then it's the NFL. I don't follow the NFL. Why is it on the timeline? Nobody retweeted it. Nobody say nothing. But this is on the article. I don't look at it. Then comes SZA. I don't look at SZA. I think she's a talented artist, but I don't look at it. Then comes Minivan again. Minivan's going to be all over this. Y'all got to watch it. Y'all got to watch it back. Then comes Odell Beckham Jr. Love OBJ. Don't care about him on the off-ramp podcast Twitter feed. So that's what I'm saying. Like the only, and it's not like it tells me, because then it's like six Minivan retweets, because it'll tell me who's retweeting and who's watching it. I mean, who's saying it? But these are the tweets that have no retweet or relike, unless people are liking these things and I just don't know about it. Is that what it works? Is that how it works?
That might be it. I just opened up my Twitter, and all I'm seeing right now is there's a few promos they got, but they say right on there, these are promoted tweets. I mean, and they're advertisements. And the rest is, like, people I follow and a lot of retweets from one specific person I follow. Like, they just flooding their timeline with retweets right now. Like, yeah, I don't got nothing on here that's not an ad or a retweet from somebody I follow. I do think there's too many ads. I think if somebody said at one point the algorithm was an ad every four posts.
Yo, we just got AJ Brown, yo. I didn't mean to cut you off, Blur. We just got AJ Brown. Oh, shit. We just became a really good team.
New York, New York, do you even do Twitter, yo, or are you too young for Twitter?
Nah, I just be honest. I had my Twitter since 2008, 2009, something. I personally don't use Twitter. I just go in there, probably retweet and like stuff. But as far as, like, actually tweeting, I really don't do that.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, Twitter was an amazing space where you could actually tweet. Like, could you imagine if Will Smith smacked Chris Rock in 2008 on Twitter? It would be an amazing timeline.
I'm pretty sure it's an amazing timeline that same night, the same night it happened in 2022.
Yeah, but it wasn't as good as it would have been back then. Because back then you could see everything in real time. It wasn't.
Yeah,
like,
I still feel like you're getting everything in real time now. Like,
not in Twitter.
My Twitter. And again, my Twitter for Android might be different than Twitter for iOS. Like, I have the options. Like, I could put it in chronological order so it's showing me the new thing first, or I could let the algorithm, which is showing me the top tweets.
Oh, I might have to just change mine now.
So I could just set it. Now I'm looking at stuff like, and every time I was like, this is 1 second ago, 1 second ago, 1 second ago, 3 seconds ago. Like, yeah, so I'm definitely seeing real-time stuff as people tweet it.
Yeah, all right, maybe I just have to change mine. Because I remember when they changed it to, you know, just whatever they kind of wanted your feed to be, and I was like, oh, this is whack. But, you know, maybe they changed it. All right, cool. So nobody really cares about Elon Musk buying Twitter.
I mean, New York mentioned something that had me thinking, too. I still don't understand, like, why? And I guess this could be a situation that's just, yo, I'm one of the richest men in the world. I want something, so I'm going to get it. I don't really see the benefit for Elon Musk other than
he tweets a lot, and I guess he want to be able to be to tweet without having anybody hanging over his head that could possibly do anything about it. But I don't know if that's a if that's worth $44 billion. Not to me, it's not.
And that was the other thing that was interesting. It's amazing that it lets me know that I should have paid more attention in the economics classes. Like, we all sign up for Twitter. It's free. But somehow it's still worth $44 billion. And it can't be just the ad placement. Maybe it is. But I guess it's because of the data that they're getting.
That's but what I think. It's free in money, but it costs for your data.
I was going to say, because $44 billion for a free app is nothing like anything I learned in economics in 2001. Because that's an amazing, like, just if you just think about it in the grand scheme of things, I'm going to create something that's going to cost time and effort, but it's not going to cost the consumer anything, but someone's going to be willing to pay $44 billion with less than 10 years of it being in existence. Cash.
I feel like it's been 10 years, though.
Has Twitter been around more than 10 years?
I feel like it has.
Yeah.
We were in college 20 years ago.
We got married
10
years ago.
We got married 10 years ago. Was Twitter around when we got married? Was we tweeting about our marriage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did Twitter start? That's an interesting question. 15 years ago, then?
User Google.
Well, it's a conversation. I like having a conversation. Like, when do y'all think Twitter started? I thought 10 years ago. So, obviously, I'm getting older by the minute.
06.
Oh. 06.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Man. So 60.
Ironically, because you know when you Google something, ironically, Facebook only started in 04, which I think that sounds about right, because I don't think Facebook was really a thing when I was in college, but I remember it being like pretty big as soon as I got out.
Yep.
And that's when it was like you had to be had to have a college ID or whatever. It was for colleges only. So Facebook is only 2 years older than Twitter? That's crazy.
Yeah. Man, and they were all free and now they're worth billions. I just don't understand it financially. There's got to be something there that I'm missing. And I guess it's just the data. I guess it's just because they can trace everything you like and everything you want, and that's all worth money. So, all right. Elon Musk is going to let Donald Trump back. He's a Joe Rogan, Republican, weed-smoking, free speech kind of guy. So we should see a lot more racist things on Twitter. So buckle your seatbelts. We got a South African. We got the apartheid. What's his name? not Frederick Douglass. What's my man from South Africa? Yeah, Nelson Mandela's rolling over his grave.
We got an Afrikaner.
All right. Let's see. Pusha T new album. New York. Did you listen to Pusha new album?
Nah, you know, I like to die when new stuff come out. I let the hype die down and stuff like that. I listen to it on my own terms.
It's been like 2 weeks. You don't like Pusha music?
Nah, I like Pusha music, but it's just like, you know, music. It's like so much coming out at one time, and then it's kind of hard to keep up for real. I keep up with the underground stuff like that, new artists and stuff that's not mainstream, more than I do with the mainstream artists. But yeah, once I get around to it, it's like one of those things. He's a mainstream, like a known artist in the mainstream. Like, we all know who Chris is. We know who Pharrell is. We know his brother. Everybody know Pusha T. Everybody know who Pusha T is.
But I feel like Push is only popular because he fired Drake up. Like, nobody bought Hell Half No Fury but me and DJ Kizar.
Well, he well known. Everybody knows. Well, if I say this, if you a real hip hop fan, you know who Pusha T is. You know who Pusha T is. You can't doubt that. That's like the same thing as Conway, Benny the Butcher, everybody, Buffalo, you know, Jay-Z, the Fabulous, everybody, even like Dipset, Jadakiss, everybody like that. I mean, you know who it is. It's just for me, and for me to listen to those type of music and stuff like that, I like to be like in a good headspace. Like, sometimes I won't even play those albums until, like, I know, like, I got like an hour car ride. You know what I mean? I time it. I'll be like, all right, well, let me listen to this whole mixtape right here. I'm driving. Nothing is disturbing me. You know what I mean? It's nothing but the trees, the wind, the windows down. You know what I mean? And I'm just vibing to the music.
Well, that's interesting. So would you consider Griselda mainstream now?
I would say they have a mainstream name, as in they're recognized. Not mainstream as in, you know, like how rap artists is now considered like pop or stuff like that. I wouldn't say that type of mainstream, but I'm talking about like mainstream as in radio play and stuff like that.
DJ Cesar, you want to fight with New York, New York? It's my hip hop purist conversation. If it ain't a Tribe Called Quest, if you ain't got a dirty beard and you smell like musk, you ain't hip hop.
That's true.
You know Common smells like musk.
the finest musk.
Common sounds like musk.
Stop talking about Common.
Hey,
so
I like
the argument. Mainstream, what's mainstream?
Yeah, it's Pusha T mainstream.
I don't believe in New York North's definition of mainstream. I mean, it's kind of like, hey, if you know an artist, they're mainstream. Not so much. Because I could probably find you a lot of people that don't know those people. We're a little, my viewpoint's a little skewed just because everyone around here, of course, knows Pusha T because we live.
He lives here. Live up the street.
Right. So we've always, going to school, I've always listened to clips.
You see
them
in the grocery store.
Yeah, it's always been around. But so I can't really comment on that just because, yeah, they're really well known here just because everyone knows them just because they're hometown artists. But as for... is Pusha mainstream? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think the second when he became, president of good music, and everyone was like, who's this? Who's this person that Kanye chose to head, you know, the label? I think that was kind of like the sentiment, and I was like, okay. I don't consider him mainstream. Not at all.
Okay. Blur, you consider Pusha T mainstream?
No, I don't think mainstream. It's weird because, you know, he's got the Arby's commercial. He had the jingle for McDonald's. I think I even seen him in a Gap ad at one point, if I'm not mistaken. So you would think with the endorsements and the, like, big corporation endorsements, like commercials and stuff, that might qualify him as being mainstream. But I feel like, I still don't feel like he's mainstream. I don't think. Maybe I was gonna say I don't think middle America white kids know his music, but they might. They might know some of it. They might know his name, probably from the Drake thing. But for his music alone, nah, I don't think I could consider him mainstream. He's in that weird place though, where it's like he's known enough where he's not underground, but he's not necessarily mainstream. I don't know what you call that area.
Yeah, see, I think he's definitely on a cusp. But I think it's just because of Drake's magnitude. I think New York, New York, you're right. If you love rap, then you know who Push is, right? If you know, if you listen to music within the last, 20 years, then you've heard the clips even featured on some songs, you know. But when it comes to Pusha T's solo career, I don't even know if it's something that he seeks out. I don't know if he's ever been in the limelight for any one of his albums, except for maybe the Daytona album, which was Grammy nominated last year. But, 3 years ago, but that was like right at the start of the pandemic. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like anybody was even out then. So, I mean, just your comment caught me off guard, New York, because she was like, yeah, I listen to mainstream people when I get a chance because of the hype. And I was like, well, who's hyping up this record, I guess, is my question.
I think Pusha T might fall into the category of black famous. I know that was a thing a couple of months ago, maybe a year ago, with, like, Earth, Wind & Fire or something like that, or Frankie Beverly and May. They're like, they're black famous, but white people don't know who that is. I think Pusha T might fall in that category where the black community know who that is, but white people, probably not.
Oh, we stumbled on the conversation now. Who's black famous? Is Lil Bow Wow black famous?
What is Bow Wow? How do
you
think Bow Wow is black famous?
Bow Wow. How you no, can't say
not
black,
Bow Wow.
You can't say that. Nah, we ain't gonna discredit Bow Wow. We ain't gonna discredit Bow Wow's career now. Hold on.
Hey, look,
you can't do that.
Give me a chance to correct myself. Not Lil Bow Wow. Is Bow Wow black famous?
The career after he dropped Little?
Yeah,
I think that people probably thought he died after that.
I want the Bow Wow after like Mike. I want the smoke weed running around crazy Bow Wow. Is Ray J black famous?
Oh, it's Brandy's brother. I don't think so.
For certain. Ray. Oh,
I'm hurt. Would you say New York?
I'm hurt. Hold on. Ray J, what? Mr. I hit him first. Ray J, what? Nah, Ray J. We can play with Bow Wow. We can't play with Ray J. Ray J up there. What? Brandy's brother, what? What about that record with, man, that record with Lil' Kim back in the day? Oh, that's still spinning. That's still spinning. Timeless music. Ray J got nah, we can't play Ray J.
And I feel like Ray J has been on TV long enough, like from Moesha, from the reality shows, and quiet as his kept, his I guess his engineering or his electronics company with the Raycon earbuds. Not so much the Scooty bikes, but like, well, the Scooty bikes they made a carved out a little bit, because I know they were like the primary little bikes to use in some city, like they contracted with a specific city. But like the Raycon earbuds, they are heavy in the YouTube playlist. Like, I can't go, their marketing works, because those Raycon earbuds, they got ads on almost every YouTube video. And my YouTube algorithm is like vast, from sports to electronics to anime to movies. It spans a lot of different things, and Raycon earbuds advertises on all of them.
Mm. So Ray J's now black famous. Is Travis Kelce black famous? I think I could do this all night.
Who?
Travis Kelce.
I don't think Travis Kelce is black famous, man. He's a football player.
You seen his wife?
I was about to say, I don't even know who that is.
He's got
him? Oh, his girlfriend.
Something.
Black women love Travis Kelce.
He dated a black girl from Paducah.
Yeah. Who else is black famous?
Nah, man, you gotta go to the older people. Like, Russ Parr is black famous.
Yeah.
I have no idea who Russ Parr looks like.
But you know the name, though, right? You know the name.
Russ Parr in the morning.
That's black famous.
So Russ Parr, I agree. I can deal with Russ Parr. I still think Bow Wow's black.
I like Tom Joyner.
Tom Joyner.
Tom Joyner might be black famous.
He's not.
Well, they do gospel music.
His wife does gospel.
Mary, they all black famous.
Well, yeah, white people don't know gospel.
Yeah, so anytime you deal with the church, they're going to be black famous. Kirk Franklin's black famous. Is Tyler Perry black famous?
No, they know.
No, Tyler Perry is famous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He hangs out with Oprah. They know him.
Is James Harden black famous?
No basketball player.
Other
than maybe.
Y'all think James Harden is famous?
Yeah. He's dated a Kardashian.
Yes.
He's famous.
Okay.
They know him.
Okay.
They had a whole nationwide commercial about Fear the Beard. Come on.
Okay. Hey, I'm just trying to figure out where the line is. I'm not saying y'all are wrong or y'all right. I'm just trying to figure out where the line is. Is Allen Iverson Black famous? No, I guess if James Harden is famous, Iverson's got to be famous. I'm trying to think. Michael B. Jordan, is he Black famous?
No.
I mean, Michael B. Jordan is just famous.
Really? White people know Michael B. Jordan?
Black people.
Yes. White people. Okay, we got to stop this conversation. White people didn't care about Black
Panther. Yes, they did.
No. White people cared about Marvel. They didn't care about Black Panther.
Yes, and I'm sorry.
If they don't,
and they know Michael B. Jordan.
Let me have this conversation.
Anyway.
Let me prove my point to you.
What is the point?
They wanted an Iron Man sequel. They don't care if Black Panther sequel comes out.
Oh, I totally disagree.
You think white people want a Black Panther 2 movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
I disagree.
But they know who.
I think white people was like, I'm glad they got one.
I mean,
he was in Endgame, and he got turned into blood ash. They were smoking on Black Panther.
They came back.
Smoking on Black Panther and his little sister. Because then she died too, Siri?
I can't remember who died. Sorry.
Yeah, they showed her picture of as a deceased in Endgame.
Okay. Yes, that's too much. So, Michael B. Jordan, famous.
Yeah.
100%.
Sure. Halle Berry? I guess she's famous.
Come on, man.
Mary J. Blige, is she Black famous? Like, I want tough this
one. She did tours around the world, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, people love exploiting. People love watching Black people dance.
Mary J. Blige might be Black famous. I don't know. Like, her biggest song, I don't think, crossed over like that.
Nah, you can't
really
have enough
crossover
songs. And she's on Power, yo. You can't play with her like that. She's on Power now. Everybody know who Mary J. Blige is.
I mean, that's a Black show.
I mean, it on a white network.
Yeah, Starz is cable. They just who anybody would pay. Let me know what she get on Gilmore Girls.
why you had to one up me like that? Now I can't say nothing. That's crazy.
I mean, that's what she got to get on Gilmore Girls to be or Buffy. Like, has she been Buffy the Vampire Slayer's teacher or something like that? Yeah, then she would have been white famous.
Is Taylor Swift white famous?
Yeah. Well, no, Kanye made her Black famous.
Mm.
I'm sorry. I mean, like, Taylor Swift. Yeah, we wouldn't have known Black people wouldn't have known who Taylor Swift was if it wasn't for Kanye.
Who's that depressed chick that's real popular now? Is she white famous? She did the bomb music?
I think, what's her name? Now I'm blanking.
Griselda?
What?
What is her name?
L-E-L-L-E. What's her name?
Elda Barge?
No.
Was it Billie Eilish?
Are they Black famous?
Billie Eilish.
There
I know there was an E somewhere.
Is she white famous or is she famous?
Is
there such thing as a white famous? Hold on, we got to establish some rules here. Is there such thing as a white famous? Or are they just famous?
Yeah, I think Billie Eilish might be white famous. I don't think she crossed over to the Black community just yet. Like, certain people might, like, know the name a little bit, but no, I don't think she's famous in the black household just yet.
Yeah, I can agree to that. But she's pretty big in the white community. But it depends because she's
Adele,
very...
is she white famous?
Oh, no. She's regular famous. Black people
know
Adele.
Yeah, Adele is famous.
Yeah.
Oh.
Black people feel Adele.
Okay. Adele's fucking a Black dude now.
Well.
So that probably helped.
We liked her before that.
Great album, Rolling in the Deep. That second one,
That's the third one.
Oh, third one.
The first, third or fourth. Her first, yeah.
Hootie and the Blowfish, white famous?
No, everybody knew. Everybody knew.
I was going to say not white famous or Black famous. Country famous. I mean, you might get a certain segment of black people who know Hootie and the Blowfish from that one song from the 90s, and they just know the name. They might even know exactly where they know the name from. I think that might cross over to the white audience, too. I think they're like, oh, yeah, Hootie and the Blowfish. They make music. Probably couldn't name a single song for them.
But everyone knows who Hootie and the Blowfish is. Maybe not know all their music, but they're aware of them, and they're aware that it's a band, and they know that it was fronted by a black guy. Like, I'm pretty, like, there were so many Hootie, like, references in the 90s. Like, I think that, you know, everyone knew Hootie.
Hmm, okay.
That Darius Rucker solo album is really good.
Okay. I think we've exhausted this topic, but, I mean, my brain is just now racing.
There's a lot of Twitter threads, Twitter. Back
about
Twitter.
Black famous and white famous?
Yeah.
Really?
It's
a part of Twitter I'm missing.
You're not following the white people. You gotta follow our, what's his name? He's a journalist, black journalist, Michael.
B. Jordan?
Michael
Jackson?
Help me out, people.
Is Michael Jackson black famous or white famous?
Michael Harriet. He had a whole Twitter thing about black famous.
Mm.
And he's hilarious. So, and everybody will come up with a lot of black famous people.
Okay.
That you would definitely agree to. Like, there would be no white person that knows who we're talking about, but all the black people know them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wish I could come up with more white famous people, but I guess it's just my ignorance in white culture. All right. How the fuck did we get on there? Gotta love the offering, man. We get on these topics, and I figure how we get on them. We were talking about something specifically.
It was Pusha T, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Pusha T new album. So I never got your review. So New York, New York, you didn't listen to it. Blur, did you listen to it?
Yeah, man, I gave it its due diligence. I ran it back, spun the block a couple of times.
What'd you think?
It's all right. I ain't gonna front. It's all right. Pusha be spitting on a lot of things, but the songs just weren't getting it done for me. I don't want to say it's just the production, but I don't know. Is this the follow up? Was Daytona right before this? Because I feel like I heard something more recent from him that was popping, and this just wasn't it. I think. I know it was a short album. I think this was like, what, 40 minutes or something? And I think Daytona was only like 25 or something like that.
Daytona. Like I want to say,
I think 18. I want to say Daytona might have been better. I don't know. Just for some reason, I don't know. Like I heard like a couple of bars was like hitting here and there on every song. I'm like, okay. But the songs themselves didn't really make me feel like I wanted to go back to them.
Hmm. DJ C-Sign, what you think about the album?
I haven't completed it. I've only heard the beginning of it. So far, so good. But I think I might even agree with, and if we're comparing it to Daytona, not quite. But I enjoy what I've heard so far.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, my opinion is slightly biased just because I am, like, Pusha T is one of the rappers for me that I really enjoy. And when I first heard the album, I was like, oh, it's good. It's dope. But, you know, it ain't like, you know, My Name Is My Name or Darkest Before Dawn. And then, like, I was like, oh, well, let me listen to it some more. And I've grown to realize it really is a complete album. It's gotten to the point where, actually, I love the album. I think it's one of his best. I'm slightly jaded because, you know, he got a song called Brambleton, and I'm on Brambleton every day.
True.
And where Pooh got hit.
Yeah.
I'm out there.
Yeah.
Like, what up? I think it was a really, really good album. It's one of those albums that, you know, that I've lived with longer than most albums. I'm still trying to get back into that Big Crit new album. Big Crit dropped another album with Wiz Khalifa and somebody else that I've been meaning to get to. And there's a lot of new music. It really is a lot of music that comes out. But because I'm a fan of Push, you know, I've listened to this album a lot. And, you know, I'm actually, it's one of those albums that really, really grew on me. It's probably out of 12 tracks, it's probably one that I skip. That's it. I love the album. But, you know, I don't know if it's album of the year. Look, I love Daytona. I thought Daytona was amazing. But I would skip, you know, Daytona got 7 tracks. I'd skip 2 of them. But he's got 2 on there that I probably are, like, in my top 5 favorite Pusha songs ever.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. Like, Daytona had some things that made me want to come back to it. Like, I'm gonna listen to this again. Like, yeah. And I don't remember exactly which ones they were, but there were some things on there that I was like, yo, this is going to be a rotation for me. I don't think I got too many songs on this one that are going to be a rotation for me.
See, I have all but 1 song on my riding playlist. This wasn't an album that I think, except for maybe Diet Coke, that I would add to like a workout playlist. It wasn't that type of energy. But like on something, like if I'm just taking a long ride and something that I can listen to and then pay attention to the lyrics while I'm driving, it's about 10 tracks on there that I really listen to. Not Call My Bluff, because everyone's talking about the Call My Bluff record. But my favorite is that Just So You Remember, track 5. I thought the Rock and Roll Kanye West Kid Cudi, I think that's another one I'd skip, and I feel bad because DJ C-Siren really loves Cudi. But it sounds like a Cudi song, and I'm not that big a fan of Cudi. But his Netflix special was really good.
It was Amazon.
Amazon, there you go. But Just So You Remember is... at first I was disappointed with Mac and Verse. I still think Pusha's verse was too short. I think Jay-Z was too short. It's one of those few times where I say it was too much Pharrell. I think Pharrell, it was like, oh, I want this beat to be so dramatic. It was a discussion I had with Blur and a bunch of people about, not a bunch of people, it was my brother. I don't talk to a bunch of people. About how great It's Dark and Hell Is Hot was with DMX. Like he had beats on that album that were real loud. Real tough that had the energy, and he also had simple beats where you just let DMX just pray. He just heard, and like his lyrics was the art of the song, and it was a great mixture of that. And I think Pusha got this one. I was happy to see Labyrinth on this album. He got that song, Mount Everest Ain't Got Shit On Me, that was made famous by that skater dude who was skating, and we never seen a black figure skater. At least I haven't. You know, Mouse was on the last song. So, I thought it was pretty good. So my review, if we go on the old 5 mic scale, I give it 4 out of 5 mics for me. I think there's only 1 or 2 out of 12 I'd skip.
Then, yeah, that's pretty high. 4 mics is high. I was going to say 2.5.
So 2.5. So 50%.
It's solid. It's solid. Like it wasn't. It's solid because he is spitting on some of these joints. But I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna give it. I'm gonna give it another run or two. But I don't see this sticking in rotation once the next something popping comes out.
Favorite rap album of the year. So, like, I went from listening to the Dreamville Project to this. I was really listening to the Dreamville Project. I was trying to get into it. But the Dreamville Project was entertaining, and then this came out, and I totally shifted. So I got to go back to the Dreamville Project. But right now, I was stalling. DJ C-Siren. Favorite rap album of the year so far? Or you have no idea?
I haven't really listened to much rap albums.
Your trap albums.
rap.
No, rap albums.
No. Can't call it.
New York, New York. What's your favorite rap album so far of the year?
Man, I can't call it, to be honest. There's so much music going on. I've been listening to so much singles and everything. Oh, man. Cy Ari the Kid got one of them. I mean, he's one of my favorite lyricists. Definitely Benny. Benny's project that he put out recently, Tana Talk 4. Yeah, I like that, especially the last track on it. What was it called? Is it Mr. Chow Hall? Yeah, Mr. Chow Hall. I got that on repeat. That's a crazy vibe for me. But other than that, man, I really don't know. The year not even over right now, and it's stuff dropping at midnight. So I don't know, but yeah, that Tana Talk 4, that's something different.
So yours is Tana Talk 4, and look. I agree. Like when Tana Talk 4 came out, you know, everything was built off that J. Cole verse on Mr. Pimp C's Caddy. And then I was like, okay, you know, like it's a tough verse. It was a tough song. And, you know, I had to go back in and really listen to that Tana Talk 4, and that shit is tough. Like, it's one of those albums that grew on me, too. So, Blur, what's your favorite rap album of the year so far?
You know what's funny? Because I really don't want this to be my favorite album. It's got to be the dude, and what's his name? The white Jay guy.
Jack Harlow? What's his name?
Nah, Jack Harlow, I think, might be up there, but his album ain't come out yet.
Russ.
Yeah, one joint was more. It felt more like a mixtape because he had so many features on it. But because he had so many features on it, that was just a dope rap album. Like he had some legendary rappers on there, and they were spitting.
Yeah, Chomp 2 came out last year.
Was that last year?
Yeah, I just looked it up because I remember saying how great that album was, and I was like, I think it came out last year. But it came out late last year, so I think it came out, like, November. So it was a late edition.
All right, well, then,
So you had J. Cole, Vince Staples just dropped, which I thought that Vince Staples project, I listened to it twice, and I thought his lyrical content is, like, I hope Vince is all right. Like, Vince went somewhere different. Like, when you talk about gang culture and California and, you know, how we glorify them, I mean, shit, Snoop was just crit walking on the Super Bowl. It shows one side of it. I think Vince showed the other side, and it was scary. And I hope Vince is all right. And I love the album. It's going to be tough to it's tough to go back to because it's deep content. But I thought he did an amazing job on it. Like I said, J. Cole drop. Oh, go ahead, New York.
Nah, you know what's so crazy? Because Vince Staples is one of my favorite artists, too. He goes into depth about everything. And then even watching his interviews, yo, he's an articulate kid. I ain't even going to hold you. He's a very articulate kid. Like, he goes deep into the meanings and stuff. He and puts it in his albums and stuff. Like, so he has, like, some experimental illness, but experimental albums, but that's Summertime 06, and then Big Fish Theory and stuff like that that he experimented on. But this one, he got back to the roots. Yeah, this was crazy. That was crazy.
Yeah, Vince is one of those dudes that's like pushing to me, and DJ C-Sign will tell you that. I will listen to anything Vince puts together because I've been such a fan of his for so long. I agree. That's Summertime 06. Look, that Hell Can Wait, that's a must listen to. But,
yeah. Oh. But that's so crazy, yeah.
But that's a gangbanging event.
Oh, yeah.
But we try to get Blur's rap album of the year so far, and I don't think he got one. Donda 2 is supposed to come out, but we won't count that.
Donda's a gospel album, so gospel rap? I didn't go in front. I don't know if I got one.
So it's got to be J. Cole for you.
Nah, that Dreamers thing when, yeah. whatever that new compilation album is, it's not really getting it done for me either.
And, you know, that was the thing. Like, I think J. Cole has the best overall album of this year so far, and I think Push is number two. And I'm trying to figure out who would be my third. I'll tell you what, my son listens to that NLE Chopper Kid. And the album don't sound bad. Like, I'm not a huge fan of these young kids, but the album don't sound bad. I had to tell him he had to take one song off his playlist because he opened it up with "I put my dick in your ear and I ain't even come yet." And I said, "All right, son, take that off. You can't listen to that." So J. Cole, Pusha T, and Benny is my top three favorite rap albums so far this year. So,
what about that Gunplay?
Gunplay dropped a new album? Oh, see? I mean, I got to download that. I got to download what New York just said. Who'd you say? Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so you like the, for one, I was say, so you like the Dreamville album, the compilation album, and, like, it's a Gangsta Grill, so are we counting that as an album, like, or we count that as a mixtape, or do it not matter?
No, we count that because when Tyler created an album from last year came out, that was a Gangsta Grills album. That was a phenomenal album. Call Me If You Get Lost.
That was a mixtape?
It was a Gangsta Grills album.
I like that. I like that one.
What do you mean, how is that?
I don't understand what being...
Gangsta Grills, the white boy. Is he white or is he black? Or is he just, like, high yellow?
I thought those were mixtapes.
DJ Drama, is he white or black?
Because
if he's white...
He's white. I don't know. Don't have me lie.
He from Philly.
All y'all got quiet. What'd you say?
He from Philly. That's all I know. He went to an HBCU, but I mean, I guess white people who go to HBCUs.
He's American. That's all that. I think he's white.
But yeah, hold up. I just pulled up Call Me If You Get Lost. This do not say a Gangsta Grills. It got Drama on the intro, but this do not say this is a Gangsta Grills.
Oh, I thought that was a DJ Drama record. I thought that was the whole thing Tyler Creator was talking about in interviews, that he really wanted a DJ Drama Gangsta Grill project, and he called Drama to do this album. I mean, I could be wrong. It's not like I studied the liner notes.
On Tyler,
Drama
on one track.
No, that was it? Oh, okay, well.
But if we count Gangsta Grill as albums, then, I like the Dreamville thing a little bit. I don't really like, I'm sorry not to like a lot of them over there. I was hoping that they would have somebody who would, like, Cole is so much of a better rapper than everybody else over there.
Oh, I really like Jid.
Jid, I kind of like too, but I don't think he's like, and I guess it's not wrong with that. It's not wrong with, like, yo, it's clearly like somebody is the best rapper in the camp. I don't know, but I was like, because I'm coming there listening, looking for J. Cole, and now when I'm hearing these other songs, I'm like, all right, yeah, I mean, somebody need to just have
like
J. Cole just need to hop on every track.
Yeah.
Earth Gang and Jid's going to be on Something in the Water.
I really like Jid. I think Jid's underrated. J.I.D.
Yes, I thought J.I.D. There is an EP out. I'm sorry to interrupt y'all.
Hold on. Before you do that, New York, who was that artist you mentioned before that you said that you really, really like?
Cy Ari the Kid. I sent it to you.
All right.
It's called Cy. His name's Cy Ari Kid. Yeah, I sent it to you.
Yeah, send it to me. Stove God Cooks is still my favorite out right now. Stove God Cooks. I love his album. God cook.
What happened to Guap God? Guap Dad.
Guap Dad. Guap Daddy 3000. One hit wonder.
I like Russ does have an EP out this year though. Just free.
Does he?
Rough fans, yeah.
What's
just
it called?
April 26th it was released. It's called If Not Now, When?
Well, I was thinking about Chomp, but yeah, I'll have to check it out if he got another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to check that out too. I like Russ. He seems like he makes good music. Yeah, but check out that Stove God Cooks Reasonable Drought. It's a great album.
Got a bun in there. Yeah,
I love it. Now look at the cover art. It came out 2 years ago. It's a great album. Are we going to talk about Johnny Depp? We only got about 10 minutes. DJ C-Sign, have you been following the Johnny Depp case? Do you care about it?
I know about the situation previously. Haven't really paid attention to the new information that has been uncovered with this trial. I know that even when Aquaman came out, they wanted Amber Heard out the
Who?
Movie. Aquaman. The
Is
movie.
She white famous?
Aquaman, remember that movie?
Who's the Amber Heard?
That's the person that's the girl.
The love interest?
Yeah, I don't remember
what she was.
Remember in Aquaman?
Is Aquaman white famous?
Aquaman the movie?
Jason Momoa, mm-hmm. I think he's almost just regular famous. I think he's closer to being regular famous than he is to being just white famous.
Well, what's he right now?
He's everyone. Black and white know him. Black people know him because he was married.
Is Lenny Kravitz white famous?
No, everyone. Because Lenny Kravitz's mom.
Lenny Kravitz ain't black famous.
Yes, he is. Because Lenny Kravitz's mom was on the Jeffersons. So.
Did nobody know that?
Yes, they do.
Blur, did you know that?
Blur, yeah. I think Lenny Kravitz might just be famous. I think he's just famous.
Yeah.
New York. Did you know that? The New York cab out. You got us on mute.
Everyone knows me.
I didn't know that. All right, go ahead, DJ Fishine. I don't know what happened in New York.
I've forgotten what I was saying.
Nah, I'm here. I have you on mute. What happened? I don't know. I don't know nothing about no Aquaman. I tell you that, though.
Do you know who Lenny Kravitz is?
Oh, yeah, I know who Lenny Kravitz is. Yeah, definitely. Beautiful. And his daughter beautiful, too.
Hold on, you know who Lenny Kravitz's mom is? Not his old wife.
Oh, nah, I don't know his mama. I don't know his mama.
See?
I mean, she's deceased now, but...
She's dead?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Lenny Kravitz, I still say white famous.
Yeah.
He's not famous with white.
Yes, he is. You do not understand. Yes, he is.
Okay. I could be wrong. So you were talking about how did we get to Lenny Kravitz? I'm sorry, DJ. It's just fine.
Amber Heard.
That's right. Aquaman. White Saint.
Jason Momoa. Yes. Anyway, so, but as for, you know, what facts are coming out, you know, who seems
Johnny more, Depp. That's what we're
more plausible, if it's Johnny Depp's side or hers. You know, I just
this
know
this is a defamation lawsuit. It's really just about them talking about each other in public.
Right. He's
so
claiming that he has lost money because of the abuse allegations she has said, that she said that he would beat her and all this stuff, and that he got dropped from movies and roles and things like that because of what she said. And she has lied because he never did these things that she said. The only thing that I've seen come out, she said that, or the lawyer said that there was a certain makeup line that she used to help cover up the bruises on her face. And they said that she, you know, became very skilled at covering up the bruises because it happened so often, and she got really good at using this particular makeup line. And the makeup line came on Twitter. Shout out to Elon Musk, and said, yeah, that makeup line didn't come out until after she had divorced him.
Oh, so the bitch is lying.
they were like, yo, this didn't come out until 2007.
Her and Meg Thee Stallion.
So, you know, which I don't know, his makeup gate, but that's the big thing people were saying, because the makeup line said she wouldn't have been using it while they were together because it didn't come out then.
Damn, Blur, do you care about Johnny Depp trial?
Oh yeah, man, I'm watching this all day, every day, man, loving it. It's ironic because I watch Court TV and True. I think it's my Crime Network TV. I think it's what it's called. YouTube channels all day, whenever they have any interesting trials that they're allowed to broadcast. This one has been one of the more entertaining trials. Like Johnny Depp, I know is an actor, but you know he is just coming off as just being so charismatic, even when he's like talking about real serious stuff. Like, I don't know if it's going to help him or hurt him, but he is like holding court even when he's not talking. Like when they're interviewing, when they're questioning somebody else, another witness, and the camera is on Johnny Depp, just the faces he be making, like, he is still in the show, and it's not supposed to be a show. Like, yo, he called her fat, kind of called her fat. It is, like, the funniest thing in the world, yo. This is just so entertaining. He knows how to entertain.
Okay. New York, you watching it? You care about it?
Yeah, I have to agree with Blair. I mean, yeah, he's definitely still in the show. It's definitely entertaining, especially, I mean, when the prosecutor's asking him so many questions that have him repeat himself over and over about even the line about the signature that he already agreed to and said, yeah, he signed it three times, asking him over and over. Yeah, it's very entertaining. I encourage you to watch it.
Now, are defamation lawsuits usually public knowledge? Because this is being streamed on YouTube, right?
I mean, it really is going to come down to, like, what else is going on. I know Court TV talks about that all the time, about what cases they show. It's like they're going to show the biggest case that they can that's going on at that time. Like, sometimes there'll be cases, like, people might be more interested in, but there's, like, be a big murder case, so they're going to go with the big murder case. I mean, there might be something more important going on, but you're not going to have two – it's rare that you're going to have two Hollywood celebrities suing each other. Like, this is big. So defamation itself usually doesn't go this big because it's usually one party suing, like, a company or an entity. It's rarely that you have two individuals who both have substantial amount of money. You throw in, you got Elon Musk's name being mentioned in there. You got Disney keep coming up. Yeah, man, this is a lot of heavy hitters in this.
Johnny Depp, white famous?
Famous, man. He was in 21 Jump Street.
Was he? I didn't know that.
For real? I didn't know that either. Where?
Oh, yeah.
Antonio Brown.
I thought the last...
Oh, go ahead, New York. I'm sorry.
No. I thought the last movie he played in was Pirates of the Caribbean. I didn't even know he was in 21 Jump Street. But yeah, y'all can continue.
I mean, not the movie, the series.
Well, he was. He did have a guest role in the first movie.
No, I didn't watch the movie, so.
Jackie Chan, black famous.
Gotta be. Well, Chris Tucker, gotta be. What? Watch Hour?
I think Jackie Chan might just be famous.
Okay. Just famous. There's a billion people in China. I don't want to say Chinese famous because we know that's it. Okay. Oh, Johnny Depp was in 21 Jump Street. Chris Tucker, black famous?
Yeah. Black famous.
Not after Rush Hour is not famous?
Nope.
I don't think so, because I don't think Rush Hour really had the staying power. I mean, they did three of them, four of them. How many did they do?
Three.
Yeah, I don't know if Rush Hour really broke into.
I mean, they only had three Beverly Hills Cops. That's a good run.
No, but I don't think Rush Hour, especially all three of them, were as big as they needed to be for him to cross over himself.
Charlie Sheen, white famous?
I feel like black people know who Charlie Sheen is. I feel like he might just be famous.
After the Tiger Blood comment, he became regular famous.
Did he have AIDS?
HIV, I think.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
One that has been ran for a very long time, too.
Him and Magic, boy. Hoops, Black Famous?
Yeah.
I don't even think she Black Famous.
we talk about Hoops from Favor and Love?
Yeah.
Ain't no way she Black Famous from that one thing. I haven't seen her ever since. What? She's Black Famous. Come on. Nah, we ain't even doing that. Nah. She pretty, though. I'll give her that.
She pretty. Drake, Jew Famous?
It's stupid, yo.
Word to the yarmulke and all that. Yeah, most definitely.
We get out of here, man. It's been a fun show. It's been a good talk tonight, man. I was glad to hear y'all folks. Y'all got anything else y'all want to rap about in the last 30 seconds? Or we just going to get out of here and call it a night? All right, sounds like we're going to get out of here, call tonight. Hey, next week we still got to discuss. I'll try to get a couple things that were old on the list done tonight because I know we have some time to just chill. But we got to talk about four-day work weeks. I say childbirth is overrated, Florida versus Disney. We didn't even get to the revenge porn this week, and that's a big discussion. And paying money for Internet stuff. Blair wanted to talk about that today. We didn't get to it, and I think it was a good topic. You know, people buying like stuff in the metaverse and online and all that stuff versus, you know, I want to have the discussion versus buying, like, you know, regular video games. But we want to see what Blair's thoughts is next week. We'll make sure we get to that at the top of the hour. That's all I got for the week, man. It's been a fun week. Good conversation with y'all. DJ Cesarean, anything you want to add to the conversation? Anything you want to say to the people before we leave?
Good night. See you next week.
Blair, you got anything?
Shout out to Billie Eilish. Hopefully she becomes black and white famous. Shout out to her and her titties. Make sure at least if you don't watch, stay up on the Amber Heard trial, man. This thing is a big business. I think Johnny Depp is going to win. Like, she's still got to get up there and tell her side of the story. But, man, it's looking bad for her, man, and looking bad for all the people who jumped ship on Johnny Depp. Disney, WB, all the people who took it wrong from him. Yeah, man, you can't be making these quick snap judgments, man. You got to let the truth come out, the whole truth.
New York, floor is yours.
Look, all I got to say is I don't know what musk cologne is, but I don't think it's valid, you know what I mean? I don't want to wake up smelling like musk. I don't want to spray anything on me that smell like musk. Other than that, you know what I mean? Leave people alone when they on the plane. Don't mess with people in first class, especially Mike Tyson, you know what I mean? Mike Tyson don't got time for your spit particles to be falling on his bald head, especially when he's the first class, try to be comfortable and relaxed. Other than that, you know what I mean? And then not only that, matter of fact, just don't mess with nobody on a plane. The tensions is high, you know what I mean? People had late nights, early mornings, delayed flights. They had to get an extra hotel and all this other stuff that they got to pay for. Unexpected expenses, especially the people that scared of heights. And then not only to mention the 6-foot person that's in the middle row and in the back of the plane. You know what I mean? Everybody, the tension is high, yo. Don't mess with nobody on the plane, yo. Stay in your own lane. Leave people alone. You won't get punched up. I mean, the guy got punched up. I mean, he got a bragging story. He didn't get knocked out by Mike Tyson, but he got a couple of bruises. He got a story to tell his family. But leave people alone on the plane. Other than that, we're going to leave it like that. Yo, if you haven't listened to Donnie McClurkin, We Fall Down, We Get Up, listen to that because that's a good song. Other than that, stay safe. See you next week.